Another time,
another place,
with Ivan Martin on U105.
She is the fire, and that is Gareth Dunlop's latest single release. And Gareth joining me in the studio now. Hello, good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you too. It's been a wee while.
It has been rather a while, hasn't it, really? The last time I interviewed you, I think it was in this on the stage in the Empire.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely going back a bit.
It is going about 3 years, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it is, you know. So, let's start where we are and work our way back. So, She Is The Fire, Kip Central remix.
Mm.
It's a sort of a poppier take on the stuff that you write, isn't it?
Kip Central, Kevin is his name. He has, he's a great remixer, he's a fantastic musician, great songwriter, and we've worked together on a couple of different projects, and he didn't have a hand in when we were putting the album together. And then it kind of came around. We were gearing up for this gig. It's next Friday at Mandela Hall. And he kind of said, look, why don't I take a stab at a remix? You know, we can kind of throw a different flavor at it and see what happens, kind of as a little bit of an experiment. And he took the track and kind of, you know, ripped it up, put it back together and, you know, threw a lot of different stuff on it there. I really love what he does. And as you say, it's more of like a pop aesthetic.
Yeah. Very much. So he's based in Nashville?
He is, yeah. He's out there in Nashville, yeah.
Yeah, and you're out there a lot, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, are you living there? Are you coming back here to visit? Or are you doing both or what?
It's kind of a little bit of both. This last year, I've been spending a lot more time at home, which is great.
Yeah.
But normally, yeah, it's kind of, you know, half the year out there, half the year at home. It's, that flight's just starting to feel like a bit of a taxi now, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's, if you can think that about a flight to there, that's pretty good, you know? But it really is a happening place, Nashville, and it's not what a lot of people picture it to be, is it? It's a hotbed of music of all sorts.
It really is, yeah. I mean, it's just filled with, you know, every component of the music industry. There's great producers there, studio musicians. You know, it's full of publishing companies and phenomenal songwriters that are not only writing for just the country market, but for pop and R&B and things like that. So it's a great community to be in and to kind of, you know, soak it up.
Nashville, the TV series, is just into its final season. It just has started, I think, in this week or last week. And last time we spoke, some of your songs had been used in the show.
Yeah, they've been really good to me. I think they've used maybe 6 or 7 songs throughout the seasons, which is amazing. It's crazy.
Because it's a huge show.
It is pretty big, and there's a lot of songwriters out there that are, you know, we're all kind of competing for those spots.
Yeah.
And that's always a weird one because you're not just hearing your song in the show, you're hearing somebody sing your song in the show.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting to kind of see what way it turns out.
And of course the cast went on tour, they've been all around the States, they've been over here. In fact, they're due here at, just behind me in our new home at City Keys 2 is the SSE Arena, as we must call the Odyssey these days.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're going to be coming over.
I heard that. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. They're coming over. I guess it's their farewell
tour. Yeah.
So we'll see how many of those they have. So yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, are the people in the show, do they play the instruments? I know they do the vocals for the most part, but are they bona fide musicians or are they actors playing on it?
From what I understand, yeah, I think a bunch of them are pretty, you know, accomplished musicians and songwriters themselves.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that they put on a great show and they can all sing.
Quite a
really
vehicle
well.
For you if you were in that, wouldn't it really?
Yeah, it would be, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. So, you're playing at the Mandela Hall at Queen's next Friday night. You did something at Belnash this year, didn't you?
Do you know what? I didn't really do much at Belnash this year. I got up with Matt McGinnum and I sang some harmonies for a song we wrote together a while back. But it's such a great festival. Did you manage to get to anything yourself?
Yeah, we got to a little, but not as much as we would have liked. You could live in it.
You really could. It's such a great, it's such a great festival, and it always creates a lovely atmosphere and stuff in the city when it's on.
Jared Dickinson was in last week, and he was playing last Sunday. Yeah. And
Jared's something else.
He is a lovely guy and writes great songs, but some of them are very dark, some of them are very hopeful, some of them are upbeat, some of them are down, you know. There's a real variety of stuff in there as well, which for record company people who love to pigeonhole artists make it difficult. You must find a bit of that as well.
Yeah, I mean it's strange. The record companies kind of seem to have that kind of cookie cutter thing, you know. You do that, we'll push it out there. But I don't know, I kind of feel like if I kept doing the same thing, I would kind of, I would get real bored of it, you know. I listen to a lot of different types of music, and you know, the thought of just kind of doing the acoustic guitar singer songwriter thing for, you know, for the next 5-6 albums.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure if I could do that.
No. That, She Is the Fire, the remix of it, must have given you ideas of other things and, you know, taking things in a slightly different direction for some of the songs. It just, it's another string to the bow, to pick a cliche out of the air.
Yeah. It definitely is. I mean, you know, here's another one for you. Variety is the, you know, the spice of life.
Indeed. Yeah.
But, hearing your, you know, your song kind of reimagined that way, it definitely, it lights different creative fires here and there. And yeah, I mean, I'm already thinking about the next record and possibly a different approach to it. And yeah, it's exciting.
Number 79's been out about a year, has it not?
Coming up a year in, let me see, in August. Wow.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's been well received. It's given you plenty of material for when you're out live. So we're now moving towards the next album. Where will you record that, do you think? Back in Nashville?
I'm really not too sure. Maybe it might be kind of like a mix of a lot of different things. I might go record some of it and maybe some quirky places. I might do some stuff at home, some stuff in Nashville, and pull in a lot of different players and try to feed off their styles, you know. So I'm not really too sure. I'm sitting on a bunch of songs at the minute that I'm kind of looking at that I feel that might work. So now it's just about putting them together and seeing what way they're gonna fit together.
Do you work on the basis where you write, presumably you write all the time, but when you get songs you're happy with, do you work on the basis, right, I have 10 or 12 songs, it's time to make an album, we'll go record those and see where it takes us? Is that how it works?
It's strange. I mean, the number 79, that's the first full-length record that I've ever brought out. It was just EPs before that. For me, for the last probably, you know, 6-7 years, I've been writing for myself, but also for different projects, you know, Debrief. So for other artists and TV shows, things like that.
You've done some movie music as well. Some films have featured your songs.
I've been really lucky in that respect, and really fortunate to have had my music placed in a bunch of those things. Putting the record together, the first full-length record, that was kind of like a whole new thing for me. I think I maybe wrote, I don't know, maybe 20 songs, 25 songs, somewhere around the end, and then narrowed it down and went, okay, well, look, maybe here's 15. Let's go record 15 and we'll pick, you know, the 10 that kind of seem to be working. I'm not too sure if that's how everybody does it, but, that's probably what I'll do for the next one.
I suppose it's really what works for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, now another time, another place. I said you had chosen a song by a famous American duo first of all, tell us who they are and then why you've chosen one of their songs.
Okay, so I've chosen Hall & Oates.
You have. I can't go for that.
Yeah.
That was the one. So why Hall & Oates?
So this is a crazy kind of one of those pinch me moments. I got the chance to do a gig with John, mm-hmm. John Oates.
Okay.
And we kind of hit it off backstage. We got talking about songwriting and all that good stuff. And he had said, look, the next time you're over in Nashville, you know, why don't we get together and we'll do some writing? I was like, okay, yeah.
Of course. Well, why not? Yeah.
I'll give that a go.
Yeah.
And we did. We got together. We wrote a couple of songs and one of them went on to, one of his solo projects, his solo record. And then we kind of, you know, we developed a bit of a friendship and, anytime he's here or I'm out there, we'll hook up and I get to hear all the stories and all that kind of stuff, you know. But yeah, I mean, I've been listening to Hall & Oates for years. So getting the chance to, you know, to play with John, to write with John, it's just, it's kind of crazy.
Yes, it is. But it's the sort of thing that happens in this crazy old business that we work in at various levels, doesn't it?
It does indeed. You don't know what's around the corner sometimes.
No, you do not. Well, we do know that round the corner for you is Mandela Hall at Queen's next Friday evening.
That's right.
Wish you good luck with that. Enjoy the gig.
Thanks,
Aaron. And maybe you'll come back and talk to us when the new album is finally recorded and comes out.
All right. Nice one.
Gareth Dunlop, thanks very much indeed.